Okay, again, we'll be on page 82 for today. Before I begin, I'd like to welcome Rabbi Simkin, who's here visiting for, I don't know if it's visiting.
Visiting, working.
It's always a pleasure to have Rabbi Simkin back in Southern California. And also, we'd like to welcome back Mr. Bencher, who's always a brach on a bench for us, for him to be here. So we always should be gabench, Mr. Bencher. We always enjoy having you. We even heard you were here for Yontif. We have spies everywhere. So, but we won't hold that against you. So we will be on page 83, but I don't think I could get away with it for 3 days. I told some people the story that Baruch Hashem, some of you are on a madrega that was bigger than I was, and told the story that once the Rishi was able to talk about, was giving a shir, he was giving blot shir to us, and it was going long, which he was prone to do, and he said, and he stopped. We all got up and we were going to go to lunch, and then the Rishi jumped out of his chair and said, "How can you leave? How can you? You know, we have a kasha. How can you get up and leave? It should be like a knife." I remember him saying, "It should be like a knife in your side that we have a kasha and we don't have an answer yet." So Baruch Hashem, for the last few days, people, Scott and Alan Silverstein and others have been coming up to me and said, "But what's the answer to the question? Because I kept you hanging for 2 days." And that was as follows. So in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, we're discussing different levels of things. We saw already there's a category of Kedusha, something that's Kadosh, like a Sefer Torah. So a Sefer Torah, obviously we know, we've been talking about the Kedusha that it has and how you're supposed to treat it and respect it. But then, even not that, but something that's used for a Sefer Torah, let's say the gartel of a Sefer Torah, or the mantle, the cover of a Sefer Torah, that also has Kedusha, and even if it's called a Tashmish Kedusha, and even if it's not usable anymore, you can't just throw it away. You can't just throw it away. Still has Kedusha, and you have to be put in Geniza, which we haven't discussed yet what that means. We'll get to that a little later. Now, again, as far as the introduction, we said that the other category, which we haven't even touched on yet, is mitzvah. Objects of mitzvah, like a shofar or tzitzis. It came out this morning. Somebody asked me, right? Tzitzis, or things like that. Those are objects of mitzvah, and then there's secondary things to those. In other words, like a cover for a shofar or things like that. So that's a different category we haven't talked about yet. But one of the examples that the Mechaber gave was of a secondary, of an auxiliary to something Kaddish, which we cannot treat lightly, is Kisei. Kisei shenosin alav sefer Torah. It means a chair, but it's not a chair. The Mishnah Berurah says it's shulchan, right? What we call the shulchan that we put the sefer Torah on. Okay, so now the question I've been teasing you with for the last about week or so has been the whole idea is because it's a tashmish for Kedusha because you put the Sefer Torah on it. Let's say you don't put the Sefer Torah on the Shulchan. Let's say you have a cover to it. Or let's say, like in our case, you have a cover to the cover, right? We have the plastic, and then we have the cover, and then we have the Shulchan. So then what's the halacha? I guess I have to tell you now, right? I can't pull the string anymore. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah Yud, the Chavetz Chaim says, Kisei. The Mechaber said, a Kisei that you put the Sefer Torah on, that's a tashmish of Kedusha, so you can't throw it out. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chavetz Chaim says, who has shulchan she'omer al bima? That's the shulchan that's on a bima. You know, normally, in most places, there's a platform, right? That's why you get an aliyah, right? It's not just a physical sense, but it's a spiritual sense, but a physical sense also. You go up, right? You just go up. So that's called the bima, and then you have the shulchan on that. So in other words, that's that, right? That's what you call shulchan. So, but the Chofetz Chaim goes on. The after alav munach matfachas, alav matfachas munach sefer Torah. And the Chofetz Chaim says, even though that on the shulchan there's a cover, and we put the Sefer Torah on the cover, not directly on the Shulchan. So now, what are you going, if we're going to define something as a tashmish, something that serves something kadosh? So what is that? If you have just a wood shulchan, which some shuls have, and you put the Sefer Torah on that, so there's no shaila. Obviously, the shulchan is the tashmish. And again, the halakha would be that, let's say, somebody donates a new one, and so what do we do with the old one? Well, I don't know what we're going to do with it. We'll cut it up and throw it in the garbage. You can't do that, right? But now the question is different. We got a cover, and the Sefer Torah goes on the cover. So then what? Im kein, the Chofetz Chaim says, so therefore, ha-shulchan ein ol tashmish to tashmish. So now the shulchan's only a tashmish to the tashmish, right? Because why are you putting the Sefer Torah on? The cover. And the cover is lying on the shulchan. So now the shulchan is a double tashmish. We discussed that before, right? So therefore, we learned before, a tashmish of a tashmish, you can't throw out. So now, according to this, if you have two shuls, one had a nice fancy wooden bima, and they put the Sefer Torah right on that. So then that shulchan, the wood of that shulchan, you couldn't throw out. But let's say if it's like ours, and there's a cover, and then you put the Sefer Torah on the cover, and then the cover is on, so then, according to this, it's a double tashmish, the wood itself. The shulchan itself is a double tashmish, and then you would be able to throw it out. So the Chofetz Chaim says no. Afilu hachi din tashmish kedusha yesh lo. No. The Chofetz Chaim says no, that the shulchan, the wood, the shulchan itself has a halacha of a din, of a tashmish kedusha. Not a double, not a tashmish of a tashmish, but of a tashmish. Why? Yeshol, why? Because sometimes no Sefer Torah below matvachas. Sometimes you put the Sefer Torah on the shulchan without it. Only case I could think of is Tisha B'Av, right? But the Chofetz Chaim on the bottom in the Shaar Tzion in Ches, if you look on the bottom, says the after bismanenu ein motzu yizeh. So the Chofetz Chaim says, you know, it doesn't happen too often that you just put it on, right? We're careful that the cover is even on each side, you know. So certainly, you know, we except from Mincha, you know, except from Tisha B'Av, we don't put it on the thing itself. It's not common. Afilu hachi. So still, the Chofetz Chaim still says, still it had the bima. The shulchan itself has a halacha of a tashmish. Why? Pamim shenishmat. Because sometimes the cover rides off, and then the Sefer Torah is directly on there. Sometimes it rides off. We'll see that a little later. So, anywho, the Chofetz Chaim seems to feel that since sometimes it rides off, and even though it doesn't happen that often, but it could ride off, so therefore the bima itself has a halacha, the shulchan, excuse me, itself has a halacha of a tashmish. Okay? So in other words, what we haven't answered yet is in our case. In other words, that you got the plastic. See, first of all, with the plastic, it depends. You could say then you have a question according to the Shaar Tzion. Two things will never write off. I mean, again, unless you know, you say the one time a year on Tisha B'Av when we put it directly on, so you know, like so if that's enough according to the Chofetz Chaim, but that might depend upon a different halacha that we learned a while ago. That also is not so clear. That you know, sometimes you need a mezuzah or tefillin or things like that, and you have them in a room, so they have to be a kiss betok kiss, so one kiss inside of another. You have to have a double wrapping, not for kashrus reason, but you know, like right, if you want to, whatever. There's some halachas. Let's say you have a mezuzah in a bedroom and it's on the inside of the door. It doesn't happen too often, but it happens. So then you can't sleep in that room or other things. Has to be double wrapped. So what's considered double wrapped?
So there's a whole question there about if something is miyuchad, is specifically for the mezuzah, the parchment, we're talking about the parchment. So then, is that considered halachically a wrap, to be one of the two wraps, right? So that's the, it gets involved with other things also. Let's say tefillin, you know, the cases that we have, are those considered miyuchad, specifically designed, or not designed, I shouldn't say that, specifically for the tefillin, therefore it's considered part of the tefillin, or it's considered like a separate thing. So I would think that the same thing applies here. I would think that since we're using the plastic only to protect the velvet or whatever that material is, so it's considered like one thing, I would think. Could be wrong. I have to ask a shayla one of these days. Anyways, so we'll stop here for tonight, and the Meretz Hashem will get into... Again, the issue is, we haven't gotten to the issue of what do you do? What is Geniza? What do you do with these things? What do you do with the Kedusha or the Tashmishe Kedusha? What do you do with them? So Meretz Hashem will get to that this week, hopefully, possibly, maybe. Unequivocally.